Halachas, when we start to say Mashi v'ruach u'meiri d'ageshem from the Musaf of Simchas Torah, but to ask for rain, we start much later. In Eretz Yisrael, we start Zayin Cheshvan, it's tonight. And Nusach Ashkenaz, we daven b'etzem the same tefillah. We say Baruch Oleinu. Just in the winter, we say the same Talumot Olivrocho Al Pnei Adoma. In the summer, we don't mention it. So in the winter, we say the same Talumot Olivrocho Al Pnei Adoma. But the Sfardim, and the Sachari, the Chabad, so there's a difference in the tefillahs. The two brings it down. In the winter, they say Baruch Oleinu. And in the summer they say Barcheinu. There's another interesting difference that by the Sfardim and the Barcheinu, they mention Tal. And we don't mention Tal in the winter at all. In America, Bichlal, even in Mechaya Mesim, we don't mention Tal. In Eretz Yisrael, Chodshen de Askore, we say Moirid Atol. And Ato Mechaya, Ato Gibor. But in Baruch Aleinu, we say Avi Mer Hashem, Chuzdov, we say Nasi, in Atzor, we say Moir Atol, in the winter we say Mashi Baruch Moir Hageshem. In Baruch Aleinu, the Ashkenazim don't mention no Tal in the summer, only in the winter we say Tal Moto. The Sfarim have two different Nuschoes, Baruch Aleinu in the winter, Barcheinu in the summer. The two brings down reasons for the whole big Nusach. Aber Mikol Mokoyim, we start to ask for rain and Zion b'cheshvan. In Chutz Loretz, we start from 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei, that normally it comes out, it falls out on the 4th of December. Sometimes it falls on the 5th of December. It's really totally February, it's 28 days or 29 days. But b'derech klal, it's the 4th of December. Chutz from sometimes, it's the 5th of December. Now, first we have to go to know all the halachas. I want, maybe this time, to be oimed, and the ikar halachas, and from that we'll understand this whole vikuach of the chutz lots from Eretz Yisrael, that, you know, the Heintik Epoiskin, Baruch Hashem, will megale a little bit things that we didn't have in the old days. That's the reason the Pesachim a little bit changed and became clearer. Again, the old Pesachim were not so busy with this because it was not so much planes back and forth. So, it was a little bit written on it. Today, that everyone is flying back and forth, we have to a little bit more to go into the Inyan. Why in Eretz Yisrael we start to ask for rain and Zayin B'cheshvan? L'chure, the right time to ask for rain would be Motzi Simchas Torah. And in the summer, we don't say Mashi Vorach Omer Yilai Geshem. Why? Because it's a Simen Klola. If we ask for it from Simchas Teire, Vaisnois, it's not a Simchas Klola. It's not a Simen Klola. This Raya, Rabbi Vada Yisrael, brings down in Yabi Ha'imel, Chelek Hei. That, V'oraya, in the summer, if you say Mashi Vorach Omer Yilai Geshem, it's a Simen Klola. You say it in the summer. If we don't say it in the summer, vice versa, it's not a simen klal. So why we don't ask for rain? So the Gemara says two reasons. The main reason the Gemara says, because the Oile Regolim takes the last one in Eretz Yisrael to go back 15 days. From the farthest place in Eretz Yisrael, from the Beis HaMikdash, is 15 days. So we don't want them to go back to get a shower in the middle of the way. So we don't ask for rain. This is what the Gemara says. Another reason the Gemara says the summer fruits are hanging on the trees, they could get spoiled. Oh, but this is the main reason. The Velt asks Akasha, if that is the reason, so why 15 days before Pesach, we don't stop to ask for rain? The people are coming to the Yerushalayim, don't get a shower. So I don't know if it's Akasha Bichlal, because we need the rain. Here, we could wait, the rain will come later. But we'll stop to ask for rain, and what if it didn't rain enough? Here, you know, tomorrow will be okay, yeah? We don't have to ask for rain. This is the life. Mr. Shaw, we say it. But you can't stop to ask for rain. The Welt says that Yerub Chaim Kanievsky brings down somewhere the Teretz that in the summer they came to Beis Hamikdash with summer clothes. So if it will be raining in the way back, they'll be wet. But the winter, everyone comes up to Beis Hamikdash with coats. So the male is not a problem. Some say maybe a bit more balabatish, this is a bit too sharp. The pshat, it's not the rain. The rain you go under, well, you go to the bus stop, you know, if they had it, then you manage. It's muddy. It's wet. So we don't want the drochim, we could call it, people were going in the mud and the slush. Even if it was stopped to rain 15 days before Pesach, you know how long it takes that the mud and all these puddles. So it's not 15 days. The place is full of puddles and mud and guns and mice. It takes weeks till things dry down.
So it's not
15
days.
No, we can't. So maybe don't ask the rain. The kasha is, what is the difference? Here 15 days and here's 15 days. That's, everything is dry.
No, it's not
a cheshbon. Maybe half a year. There's good time. Mashma, that without oily regolim, we would ask for rain from straight Motzei Simchas Torah. Came a lot of the Rishonim and said, so bezman hazeh there is no oily regolim, we could start to ask for rain right away. A lot of Rishonim is a list of Rishonim that hold that bezman hazeh you ask for rain, Motzei Simchas Torah. Even in the Ran, it's mashma like that. The Ran says, you know why they didn't, the Churim Beis Hamikdash was Chorev, they had to remove it to Motzei Simchas Torah. Zog the Ran is a mitzvah lalis laregel, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash. Everyone that was here in Sukkot knows, every year, is makbit ha'olel laregel, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash. It's a chiyuv. It's like 10 rais, that you have to do it. One off in the Gemara in Gittin that you don't have to. But chutz from that, it's kimat a lot of Gemara that you have to. The Ari HaKadosh made Hashanah 7 times around, Hashanah Rabbah around Harazaisim. Yeah, different Mekubalim, different. Everyone knows you have to go, Oilim Naregel, Avot Bishayin Bais. Yeah, it's true, because the Gemara in Gittin says that, Bisman HaZeh, the Lekka Eile Regolim, so in Meir Leir, or maybe get, the Gemara asks, Tenach Zman Shem Bismidash Kar, Zman Shem Bismidash, the Lekka Eile Regolim, Kashas. So it's mashma from the Rab that the takone is changeable. So today is no more oil regolim, right? Because even if you oil regolim, you oil with a car. Yeah, today the oil regolim is finished. No one walks. You want one day to go back, man. People are back before Simchas Torah already, they're back. So the fideran that is changeable, the chur had to change. The Achronim of Medayik, the Goyen is Medayik with the Asrashi, that Chazal were Koyveya because of the Regolim, and it stays like this in Eretz Yisrael. It stays. That's the Halacha. Comes Rav Avadya Yosef. There's a Shiva, someone with the mask of some famous David. It's brought down on his son, Sefer, the one that's the chief rabbi today, Alkut Yosef, Bar Chove. Look at this, from Yabi Oimer Chelek Hei, I think Lamed Zayin, and Chelek Tes, Samach Aleph. That what happens if someone said the same Talamoto, you know how much people came over to me today, first someone came in the middle of Seder, he didn't realize that it's already Zayin the Tammuz, it's the middle of second Seder, and he forgot to say the same Talamoto, what he has to do. I told him it's only starting tonight. But last year in Bells, a guy gave a clap. The night before. Everyone said to say Talamot. At the end of davening, one guy checked out that was not going to stay. So you have to daven again or not? Why not? Zok de Yabia Ono. No? Why? He says two tzvahs. One tzvah, he says, a lot of Rishonim hold that you could start. We don't pass him like that. So the Baruch is like, okay. A lot of Rishonim hold that if someone in Chutz La'aretz says, tonight, in Chutz La'aretz you don't say the same Talamoto, right? We say we only start and after 60 days after Tufas Tishrei. We'll get in a second why. What if you someone in Chutzlava said the same Talamoto tonight? Chutzlavas. The Machlekes Achroinim. Most of the Achroinim say you don't have to repeat. Because in Eretz Yisrael already it's the time. So he learns, so Lamaise, when you see good of the Achroinim is Mashma Fakert, only because in Eretz Yisrael is the time. But he wants to say a svara what we said in the beginning of Shir. While it's not a simen klola, you don't have to be choizah. Well, Rai, if it would be a simen klola, we would not say mashiv roach meir geshem. In the summer, if you say mashiv roach meir geshem, you have to be choizah. So vaisnes is not a simen klola. So all they written them letters against Avada Yosef, how you could say such a psak. It's before the poskim that only because in Eretz Yisrael we say the same talumoto, you don't have to be choizah. As the Mishnah says that in Chutzlot you say the same talumoto because in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to be choizah. So he says, yeah, but he's mitzarev the rishonim that hold that in Eretz Yisrael really bezman hazeh you have to start to say the Simchas Torah. So maybe all this tziruf is a tziruf, and Mele he brings a letter in Yalkut Yosef and Lemaise. The Ma'aser of Shemazaman also passes like this, and Isha Yisrael and Rabbi Yashiv, all of the Ma'aser Machriya that if someone said the same Talumoto before Zion, the Tammuz, he does not have to be Choyzer. What? Zion Cheshvan. If someone in Eretz Yisrael said before Zion Cheshvan the same Talumoto, he doesn't have to be Choyzer. Even Ol Etzion from Etzion Abba Shaul also writes it. Writes him a whole letter. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you mask him to my Chiddush. A lot of times they had different machlekes. Simon Tess, it's a whole Sefer, Oris, and a whole Sefer, all the Tzion. And Ois Samach Aleph, he says, oh, here we're holding the same. Here we're holding the same. The Gadlus of Ravani Yosef is that in the last Shuvas that come out, he brings Och HaShabbos, he brings every Sefer. Let's speak about the Zanove that he looks in this form. But the guy's over 90. Knows Kol HaTirikulo. Every person that takes out a little sefer, he's thirsty. He reads. Doesn't make a difference. The last sefer of Rav Vosna that came out a couple of weeks ago is a truth, but the last truth of what he said. He's thirsty. A guy knows Kol HaTirikulo. Everyone knows Kol HaTirikulo. He knows it already. Okay, he has it the whole time. But every little booklet that will come out, every booklet that comes out, he reads. And he writes all of a sudden. Okay, this is, but you have to know, this psak that I said now, we'll see soon, Shlomo Zalman is mitzarif it, when we'll go to our psak, why we have to pass and what Americans have to do. It's very again all these psakim to understand why everything changed. So again, the first psak is that if someone in Eretz Yisrael, Ben Eretz Yisrael, said the Saint Alomoto early, he's not choyzo. The Tehillel HaDavid also passes like that. Now, Chutz La'aretz, you start to say the same Talumoto on the 4th of December. Why? Why not? Like Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings down, Babel was a very low place. And when it started to rain, it became muddy. It was very dangerous. So, a bit of rain is enough, no? Too viel rain is nicht gut. So we wanted to ask for it the latest that we could. Nechleku arishayim. Okay, this is Bovet. What is Begat America? America is not low. Yeah, near a little, you have a couple of places, yeah. Castrina, all these places, maybe there is not so good, it will be a lot of rain. But most places in America, the rain doesn't massacre it. It's no problem. So, Machlekes HaRishonim. The Ramban brings down that every country that needs rain in Chutz La'aretz could start to ask the Saint Talumoto straight after Simchas Torah. Why? They don't have the vote of Oile Regolim in Chutz La'aretz. Start right away. The Mishneh Berurah says, and the Goyen says, the Gemara said, Bovel is Tkufas. Tishrei, ve'anan ki bebovel chashvinen, anan ki bebovel chashvinen. Ah, you write that it was written down because Bezman Gemara, everyone lived in Bovel. aber steht anan kebovel, so we stay like that. So again, it's a big machlekes. What happens bezman hazeh bechutz laaretz, countries that need rain, or not even that need rain, countries that rain does not disturb them. There's no reason, we don't need, no one is hoping in America that will not rain. Bother someone that's raining in America? Doesn't bother. So the summer show anymore, start when it's winter, done. We don't. But again, we have to remember that is shittas that in America you could have davened. We don't pass it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass it. But we have to remember that the shittas exist. Now we'll go right. Came the poiskim and started to declare. So we paskin, you know, doesn't make a difference that Israel Sheni Maher, Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Cheshvin. Chutz La'aretz, the 4th of December. This is the way the Aloche came down to us. Even that, when you see it inside, it doesn't make sense, America, the 4th of December. It doesn't make sense that we will not start Simchas Torah. No reason. But, Kach Hushra Sha'at Torah, and things stay like they are. We'll go to the next step. The person can clear if someone goes from a place to a place. Now, I want to be madgish because, again, there's a big bilbul that came, and we'll see, maybe there's a mocker in the Mishnah Berurah for that. We'll start keseder advar. If someone goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and someone comes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So, Lamosha, when it comes to Yantav Sheni, everyone knows. Now the Ben Chutzal that comes to Eretz Yisrael, most Shittas only, has to keep 2 days Yontif. So keep two days Yontif. Why? No, it's more of Choym Remokim Sheyotza Misham, Choym Remokim Shebolesham. If he moves here for good, he becomes the Ben in Eretz Yisrael. Legabi the Saint Alumotor is different halochas completely. The Birke Yosef and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, and he has another sefer, Kesher Gudol, he brings down for Rabbi Zecharia and Rabbi Yaakov Malkoi that we look at the place that the person is. You're in Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Cheshvan. You're in Chutz La'aretz, 4th of December. If you started in Eretz Yisrael, you went to Chutz La'aretz, it's another halacha. But if you're here, Zayin Cheshvan, say the Saint Alumoto. You're in America, say the 4th of December. Birke Yosef. The mocker from the Shita from the Birke Yosef is a sefer that is called Dvar Shmuel. Baruch Hashem, we have it in the Oitzer of Yeshiva. Chofetz Chaim didn't have it. Chofetz Chaim had a lot of sfarim. And Radin, they couldn't get hold of the sefer, but we Baruch Hashem Pashtus, that's what it looks like. We Baruch Hashem managed to get hold of the sefer. Mi sheyotzo me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, amenas lachzor. Emos hayu shoyel moto b'shiva b'mar cheshvan k'bnei eretz Yisrael, or b'yom samach 4th of December. Tshuva yina kamokim shenimtza boi kevon shumein. Someone comes to a city and they don't have rain and there's a gzeira of a tiny and everyone is fasting. He will say, but I'm from America. Doesn't make a difference. You have to fast. Come to a country. They want to take the kids to the army. But by me, and I think it doesn't make a difference. If it's a gzeira here, you have to fight. Every time you have to come, you have to ask for the people and the place need. You come to Chutz La'aretz. So even though he's speaking about Ben Eretz Yisrael that came to Chutz La'aretz, then it's less. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Birke Yosef that said that you have to follow the place. So now we read the whole Mishnah Berurah. He says his feeling is that the Dvar Shmuel only said it if you're planning to stay there. The Birke Yosef was wrong to quote for shame the Dvar Shmuel that you go lefi the country that you're in the present time. I want to read the Loshna Chofetz Chaim. in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. ובסייבר בקייסף היסקים בשם כמה גדלים לדעס מורינו הרב זרחיה ומורינו רב יגל מולקוי כל אחד אישר כבני העיר הנמצא דלוי כאפי חודש ולכאורה מדברי הבראיתם משמע זה דווקא if he has a plan to stay here וצורך לעיין בתשובס דבר שמואל ובסייפר יד ארוין קישום מקוירו. I don't have it. He says, my feeling is that it's a mistake, the Birkei Yosef, because the mocker, if the Reb Zrachia is a Dvar Shmuel, and the Dvar Shmuel, my feeling is only if he wants to stay there. Okay, we have the Dvar Shmuel. Misha Nosa Al Das Lachzor. We have the Shaila. We found it. It's printed. So, the Birkei Yosef is right. Now, the Shaila, if we pass in the Birkei Yosef. We'll see soon the Mishnah Berurah. But the Birkei Yosef, Paskins, you go if the place you are. It's a Sefer Mekor Chaim, Chesed La'alofim, Loach Eretz Yisrael, Tshuvas Ha'Anoges B'Shem Dechazanish, V'Melchas Yitzchok, V'Rav Vozner, all of them say, Ein Lecho Gonel Me'advar Shmuel. We found the Dvar Shmuel, we found the Yad Aroin, they Paskin, you go if the place that you are. And b'meile, you're in Eretz Yisrael, Zion b'cheshvan. You're in America, 4th of December. And this is the way, be'ikar avosna paskets, chazanish be'ikar adib. Again, I will soon say aloha lemais. Now I want to learn with you together the Mishnah Berurah that Klal Yisrael has. The Mishnah Berurah has, Klal Yisrael have a Mishnah Berurah b'simen kuf yud Zion, that clears. What is the halacha? Ben Eretz Yisrael kol ha'arotz es kebovel ve'anu b'chol chutz la'arotz basar b'nei ha'goyle de'bovel azlil. We go lefi bovel. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'arotz oy lehefech im daito lachzor b'toich ha'shono Shoyal ki mekoymoy. American like America. Eretz Yisrael like Eretz Yisrael. Im daiti achar shono shoyal kemo kemshiru. Kein kos ahava, pri megodim. Pri chodosh, pri megodim. Ahava birki yosef kos ahava, b'shem kamagdailim. You go to feed the place that you are. But I think that if you check inside, he only spoke if you plan to stay. So we know today that it's two shittas. So the Mishnah Berurah himself brought down that as a machlekes. Prichodesh and Primegodim say, you go to feed the place that you came from, only if you plan to stay for over a year. But if not, you go. American goes to feed America, Eretz Yisrael goes to feed Eretz Yisrael. The Birkei Yosef says, you go to feed the place you are. She says, Mishnah Berurah says, check it. I'm not so sure if Siddharth Birkei Yosef was right. I think he missed it. So we know that Birkei Yosef is right. But the Mishnah Berurah himself brought two shittas. The Mishnah Berurah himself bought two shittas. So Rav Vozner and Rav Eliashiv and Chazanish and most of the poskim said, but the Dvar Shmuel is a choshev sefer after we found him inside. So we have to, the Mishnah Berurah, if he would know, he would be machir like the Birkei Yosef. Just he didn't think that it's true. So we have to pass him that you have to go to feed the place you are. But there's another shita that you go, America lefi America, Eretz Yisrael lefi Eretz Yisrael. So what do you do in Aloha Lemaisa? And now I want to divide the question to two. I'm starting with the most choshev b'nei Eretz Yisrael, is that choshev Yidden, that go to America. The choshev Yidden from Eretz Yisrael that go to America. What they have to do? We're speaking about someone that went before Zion Cheshvan. I want to explain. If he went after Zion Cheshvan as already Chal on him a din to save the Saint Alumoto, he doesn't stop. Maybe if he moved it for good, but if he stopped, goes after he started, he doesn't stop. But we're speaking about someone that left before Zion Cheshvan. What to do? Lefi the Birkei Yosef, now he's in America, he doesn't have to say. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, lefi the first Shita, he has to say. So what to do? So some poskim say, follow Birkei Yosef, especially if his father. Find a big case. Mishnah Berurah brings that Brichodesh also. Brichodesh says, no, you go to the Eretz Yisrael. Posku apoiskim to say it in Shema Kalein. To be late to Alashitas. And it's sad that in America you don't have to say, you only said it in Shema Kalein.
Same
bracha and baruch aleinu, and in Shema Kaleinu the same talumot or libracha, which is a man ad lebnei Eretz Yisrael or be'eretz hakodesh bechol mokim shem tzrichim lohem. Why it's the best thing to do, and I will explain. Lefi prichodosh you have to say because you're ben Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have to say, so you're saying in Shema Kaleinu, what is it? Pshat is, first, if you say in Baruch Aleinu, you're Meshanim Yimadbea Shetov. Say in Shema Kaleinu, you're not so much Meshanim Yimadbea. But more from that. The halacha is, if a person, even in the summer, is in a country that they need rain, and oh, he needs rain himself, or even in Chutz La'aretz, before Tkufas Tamu, Tishrei. Or he himself needs rain. Why? He planted a kind of tomato, cherry tomatoes, and he needs rain. So the halacha is, he's allowed to say it in Shema Kaleinu. After Zion B'Cheshvan, if a private person is in America, and he needs rain, he's thirsty, he's allowed to say it in Shema Kaleinu. So the Mele, you the Ben Eretz Yisrael, you need rain in your country. So you're allowed to say it in Shema Kaleinu. This is very clear, and this is what Lemaisa all the boys can do. Rav Shteyman 5 years ago was in America, and it was Chinuch HaAtzmoi, began a Rebbe, it was a big trip, and they came before Zayin Cheshvin, and they asked him what to do in Ma'ariv, and he said to say B'Shema Kaleinu, V'Sein Talumoto Livrocho, Be'eretz HaKodesh Lepnei Eretz Yisrael. This everyone knows. Now here's the problem. Came some Rabbanim, some of them are very choshuv also, and said, no, what happens now with the Americans that are here in Eretz Yisrael? Lefi Birkei Yosef and Dvar Shmuel say the same talumato. You go lefi Eretz Yisrael. Aber lefi Pri Chodosh, lecheura, lefi Pri Chodosh, you can't say the same talumato. Because you are ben chutz la'aretz, and you're planning to go back. You're not planning to stay for the year. So the Chura Bir Scheinberg. So came Rav Scheinberg and said, so what do you do when you have such a suffix? Say Shema Kaleinu. And from that, a lot of people have that, called mistake, you can't say, that they say, you know what? You have to say Shema Kaleinu.
What
are you saying with Shema Kaleinu? Say Talmud. Say Talmud, or Be'eretz Yisrael. Or Be'eretz HaKodesh.
Why is that the opposite?
No. Shema Kaleinu, you don't have to say the same bracha. If you say the same talmud the bracha, you don't have to say it. You have a problem. This is what they said. Like we told the Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to America. Lefilip Richolish, you have to say. Lefilip Richolish, if you don't have to say. So we stop saying Shema Kaleinu. Now it's forgotten. Lefilip Richolish, if you have to say. Lefilip Richolish, you don't have to say. So maybe say only a Shema Kaleinu. Came the poiskim and said, no. The Ben Chutz La'aretz has to say the same Talumoto and Baruch Aleinu. And I will explain why. They said like this. First the Lomdus. See how the Lomdus changes the Alochem. It's mamish, if you learn good, you see it's mamish, Dvorim Brurim. In this country you need rain. You're in a place now, you need rain. When you go to Chutz La'aretz, you don't need rain. You need rain in your old country, but you don't need rain in the place you are. What happened? The Prichodesh came and said like this, if you went to Chutz La'aretz, and you're not planning to come, and you're planning to come back, you need rain. The Kiyosef says, but in this country you don't need rain, now I don't need. So the Prichodesh, yeah, but in the country you left, you need. So the Prichodes says you have to. The Kiyosu says you don't have to. So we misupik what to do. So misupik, we say in Shema Kaleinu. Now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Lefidibur Ki Yosef, I have to say, because in Eretz Yisrael, you go to the place that I am. Even Lefidibur Ki Chodosh, here I need rain. Why not the Daven? If you come to a shul and someone is dying, you say, but Baruch Hashem, my kid is not dying, so why do you say Tehillim? You're such a zach. People, you come to a house, there's a fire. Say, it's not my house, it's near the Shniblach. So what? If you're standing there, you have to daven, never yet. I'll call Tzorah Shalai Davoy. You come into a country, it's not raining. If you look at the Prichodesh inside, he only said one aloha. The Prichodesh, not only Prichodesh, every sefer that says like the Prichodesh says, I'll read the Prichodesh inside. Kuf Yud Zayin. בני ארץ ישראל שבואו לחוץ לארץ אם דייתם לחזור בזמן של הסקשומים שואל כבן ארץ ישראל אם יש לו אישו ובוני בארץ ישראל אף אפי שאין דייתם לחזור he has to ask because they need so the prichodesh only spoke on one way Israelis that go to חוץ לארץ if they plan to come back they have to because he goes to the place he came out from and if they're not planning to come back, they don't have to. Because they become like Chutz La'aretz. And if they have family in Eretz Yisrael, they have to. Aber ben Chutz La'aretz shebo l'Eretz Yisrael, even that he's planning to go back and in his country he doesn't need it, but he needs it in the country that he's near now. The Prichodesh never said everyone goes to the country that he left. Now listen, why it makes sense. He said, if you come to Chutz La'aretz, even that the Berki Yosef said, that you have to stick to the country that you are, and Lefid Berki Yosef, when you come to Israel, they need. You come to Chutz La'aretz, they don't need. If you're planning to go back, from what you will live if it will not rain? David quickly that it will rain. And even if you plan to stay, if your wife is in Eretz Yisrael, David for rain. What did Prichodesh said? He didn't say that you left with your old alochas. He knows that when you come to a new place, you get the alochas of the place. Again, Birke Yosef, everyone said, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I have to daven what they need here. When I'm in Chutz La'aretz, I daven what they need there. Zog the Prichodesh, no. I hold, when you go to Chutz La'aretz, if you plan to come back, please daven for rain. Why? Because when you come back, lo yeh malishtot. If I live in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going for a month to America. Let this country to die. I come back in Ben Gurion. I don't know where to land to. It's no country. I need this country to be survived. He says, neither. And even if I'm not planning to come back, if I left my wife and my kids, diamond for your wife and your kids. Zogdek Neboisem, it's Rabbi Branzdefer. And a lot of all the Evesviyati, the Tzanzer Rebbe, no one said that every country pulls with you. The Birke Yosef was the Glatashita. He said, a year davens for what he sees in front of him. When he's here, help the people here. When you're there, daven for there. Psyla. So the Prichodesh, I understand. So Mamele, what the Prichodesh said? When you came to America, don't forget, if you're going back, be sure that you have what to drink when you come back. And even if you're not planning to come back, if your kids are there, please daven for them. Although he didn't say that when you come from America, you don't have to daven because when you come back, you'll have what to live in America. You're living here now, there's no rain. They need water here, there's nothing but to drink in this country. And if it doesn't rain, don't say, okay, but till the fruits will grow, I'll be away. If there's no rain, the water goes expensive right away. The fruits, the prices go up right away. It's a mistake to say that the Prichodesh, the Vel says, Birke Yosef said, look at the country you are. So Mele, and Prichodesh said, look at the country you came out. So we said, if you go to America, Lefidu Birke Yosef I don't need, Lefidu Prichodesh I need, so Misofik I said, Shema Kuleinu. So when I came from America, Lefidu Birke Yosef I need, Lefidu Prichodesh I don't need, so Misofik I would say, Shema Kuleinu. Birke Yosef never said, if I'm going back to America, so I don't need rain, so don't have it. It's Rishus. Rishus. Everyone spoke and Bnei Eretz Yisrael that came to Chutz La'aretz. You know why? All of them were in Chutz La'aretz, yeah? They spoke and Bnei Eretz Yisrael that came there. What they had to do? B'meile, Avadef of Ben Chutz La'aretz came to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say. So this is Shlav Aleph. Again, so if someone speaks, and Ben Chutzal that came to Eretz Yisrael, first we know Birkei Yosef, Dvar Shmuel, you come to a country, you daven if you what they need. And a lot of poskim can say that this is the Iker Shita. Even that the poskim can say, yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah brought down two Shitas. So he said, maybe if you would see the Dvar Shmuel, he would not say it. But he brought down two Shitas. So when you come to America, you have to be Choshesh to the two Shitas, and Bemele, Mitzad Echot, you can't say it because of the Birkei Yosef, but you cannot not say it because of the Prichodosh. So Misafik, you say it in Shema Galeinu. This is when you go there. So you can't rely on the Birkei Yosef not to say, you have to say it because of the Prichodosh. But when you come here, to rely on the Prichodosh, to say, if you're Birkei Yosef, I have to say it. I'll do the Prichodosh because I'm American, I will not daven. Like I have a new one. But mainly, you have to say it. It looks so emes. It's so emes. What is the problem in this? The Primegodim and the Mishneh Berurah, I can't say the word misquote, when they bought the Prichodosh, they added, Ben Eretz Yisrael Shenoso Lechutz La'aretz, V'chein Lehifech. The Primegodim, when he bought down this Prichodosh, he said, no difference. Beloved, the Primegodim is not right. But the Mishneh Berurah is not the Primegodim. Ben Chutz La'aretz, Ben Eretz Yisrael B'chutz La'aretz, Oy Lehifech. As the Chofetz Chaim Gizog, Oy Lehifech. So the Chofetz Chaim says, and the Primekodim, that a Ben Chutz La'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael, Lefi the Prichodosh, if he has a plan to come back, he doesn't ask for rain. And Lefi the Birkei Yosef, he asks for rain. So you're right that Lefi the Lomdis Hayeshor of Aprichodosh, most of the Lomdim Taine, that all the Lomdis was only when you went to Chutz La'aretz. But when you came to Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason not to daven. Aber was mit dem der Elike Chofetz Chaim? Mit der Elike Primegodim? Ben Chutz La'aretz, ben Eretz Yisrael, shenoso lechutz La'aretz, oy lehefech, Shabura says, Im daiter betechshon olachzor, shoyal kinei koimoy. ואם לאו, שואל כמוקים שהוא. So we read the Mishneh Berurah. בין ארץ ישראל בחוץ לארץ, אוי להיפך. So I'm putting it in English words. אוי להיפך, someone from New York, and the mirror. אם דייתם בתוך שונו לאחזור, שואל כמקוימוי, only on the 4th of December. And then he brings down the Birkei Yosef says, you have to daven like ארץ ישראל, so it's a suffix. So because of that, Rav Scheinberg said, so למעשה, he can't say the Saint Alamoto and Baruch Aleinu. So say it, Misafik and Shmakalein. You're right that it's a nice lumdus to say the opposite of a Voskementa. 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 Came up Shemazam and Oyabach and said, no, 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 no. I have another reason that I'm paskening that the Americans will save the Saint Alamoto and Boruch Aleinu. He says, the pshat in the Mishneh Berurah is like this. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz oy lehefech means American from New York in the Mir. Im daitei b'toich shono lachzor shoyel ki mekoymoy. If he's planning to go back, he has to ask like America. What is the pshat im daitei lachzor b'toich shono? If he's planning to go back, b'toich shono. When is b'toich shono? When? Today, when is he planning to go back? Shlomo Zalman says, "Betoich Shana" means before the 4th of December. If he's planning to go back before the 4th of December, then he can't say the Saint Alumoto, the Baruch Aleinu. If he's planning to go back after the 4th of December, he says the Saint Alumoto, "Aval im daitei achar Shana, shoel kamokim shu sham." It's not mashma, the word Shana, right? Shmuel Zalman says, but I'm telling you that it's the truth. Why? If you look at the Chodesh inside, the Mishneh Berurah only was calling the end of the words. Look at the Primegodim also. The Lashon is, because Shana doesn't make sense for you. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, im daitom lachzor bezman shaila sakshomim. Shoyel kepnei Eretz Yisrael. Chayim lehefech. Then, ודאי לי שבני ארץ ישראל שבואו לחוץ לארץ, כל זמן שדאיתם לחזור בכל איזה שול על ארץ ישראל, שול כבני ארץ ישראל. So he starts and he says, שדאיתם לחזור בזמן שייל הסקשומים, and then he calls it בתוי חשון. So some say that it means that they plan to come back after Pesach. Kol shna sakshomi. So the Zalman says, betoich in alicho shloimoi, betoich hashona means before the 4th of December. If they're planning to go back before the 4th of December, then they have a problem. But if they're planning to go back after the 4th of December, shoyel kimekoimoi. Maybe it needs a bit longer. But first, this one from Zalman is Medayek the Prichodosh. Now, maybe I'll explain below this. You like to learn Shana means the whole year. So what is the point of the whole year? So what if you stay here for the whole year? So I saw in the noise, V'hodo Mishtaburis, I mean, who always, they want to learn Pshat, they learn Balabatish. The whole year. And they say, Poshet, if you plan to stay for the year, so you need the rain for the fruit that you'll eat in the summer. So then Moshe Rabbochad has planned to stay for the summer's man, then for sure has to stay for Saint Elamot and Baruch Aleinu. Even if he's planned to go home for Pesach, but he needs fruits for the summer. So only if he's not, and also if you, I know that the grapes, the Moshe, that the all different fruits, oranges, these things already come out before Pesach. Only the chitah, the mele. Yeah, it starts to rain, you have orange, you have all these things. So, they get smelt as well. 6 months, you see everything before Pesach. All these things come from the rain. B'meil. Zogt Reb Shimon Zalman, Areini Machria Halocha Lemaise. That if a Ben Chutzlaretz is in Eretz Yisrael and he's planning to go back after the 4th of December, he has to say V'sein Talumotor and Boruch Aleinu. For the following reasons. First, because I hold that the Mishnah Berurah holds that the Chai Gavna everyone has to say. But the Mishnah Berurah had a machlekes if he's planning to go back before the 4th of December. But if he's planning to go back after the 4th of December, I learned that for both shittas. Even if I'm wrong, we said that a lot of people learned that this Mishnah Berurah is a mistake, kivyochel. The Prichodosh never said it, and Ben Chutzlaretz that came to Eretz Yisrael. He only spoke on Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz. However, Ben Chutz La'aretz went to Eretz Yisrael has no reason in the world that he would not ask for it. Even if the Mishnah Berurah was right, that even if Moshe Zalman is wrong and he has to stay for a year, and even if he's and we're wrong that the Brit Chodesh never spoke about Americans in Eretz Yisrael, he spoke about both, and these two chidushim are also wrong. Even so, we said that Rav Ozner and most poskim hold that if the Mishnah Berurah would see that Dvar Shmuel, who are passing like the Birkei Yosef, that you go to the place that you are. Even if you're wrong in all of these three things, we said at the beginning of Shir that B'di'evet, if you said in the same Dalumoto, and Eretz Yisrael after Zayim Cheshvan, B'di'evet, you're not Chayzer anyways, right? So what do you have to lose? There's nothing to lose. So say it, please. Shmuel Zalman said, if you didn't say it, you have to daven again. It's so posh of this achor. So this will happen. People that learn Mishnah Berurah quickly stand up, two shit to say in Shmak Aleinu, yeah? That's what it looks like. But le'achar ha'iyu, that the Birkei Yosef became a Birkei Yosef. Because all the svarim that Mishnah Berurah doesn't have, and normally Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, please look there, because if we have to find out there. So I think it's three times the Mishnah Berurah says it. I don't have the svarim, look there, and we'll see what comes out when you look there. He doesn't know. We have the svarim, we know. Birkei Yosef passed like that. Even if he didn't pass like that, maybe there's no prichodosh that is choylik. The boys and all this time, there's no prichodosh that is choylik. I the Pomegonit. Oh! Even if he has Rangam Shum Azamel, he means Teich Hashana, he means the 4th of December. Even if I'm wrong, so Rangam Shum Azamel, but the evidence is okay. From here came the Psak. What am I saying? Some people say, Rangam Shum Azamel said to save a Saint Alamoto. No. I go like the shit is that. About it, the old people that don't know the Holy Shivish Red, they will tell you the same Shmak Aleinu. because two shittas, misafik. And they remember that everyone in America, also when all the Gdolim came to America, they didn't say for sure not to say. They said, Shema Kalei, they were choshes to the Prichodosh. Havadim. Because there you only have the Birkei Yosef. Say, we choshes to the Prichodosh. Why not? Here is the tainus in Ishtok and Prichodosh. Here is the Prichodosh, Mishabur says you're planning to stay. The Mele, this is the Achor of my Rebbe, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. To say the same Talumotor and Boruch Oleinu, and he says that he forgot, he paskins to daven again. Now, we'll go by it. Zog Dishmir Shabbos Kirchoso. If Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is right, I gotta think already today, 28 Shilas like that. Baruch Hashem, and at least in the mirror, I don't know other yeshivas, no one is bad to go back before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah? There's no bad Bachar, yeah? I don't know, maybe different yeshivas are not so active. Here, no one is planning to go back before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, it's really mamash, the Shana. But a lot of Bachrim have chasmas next week. Bar mitzvahs in 2 weeks. The brother of the cousin is getting engaged. Yeah, all different excuses in 3 weeks. Now, so, if they're going for good, so then they're going back before the 4th of December. So Shmuel Zalman says, then say Shema Kolein. Dainu, he wants all of the tzirufim. Birkei Yosef, my pshat and Mishne Brura, no prichodosh, b'diyemet then. But if you lose one of them, that you plan to go back before the 4th of December, Shmuel Zalman is not relying on his kula. His kula is leaning on four pieces. Birkei Yosef, Dvar Shmuel, Nishto Azah prichodosh when you're in Eretz Yisrael. You're planning to come back after the 4th of December. And with the Eved, if you said you don't have to be Chayzer. Now, came maybe 28, maybe 27 guys, but he asked me, we are going for 3 days and we're coming back. What is our Aloch? We're planning to go to America next Shabbos. Then we're coming back. So, if Rav Shlomo Zalman needs the tziruf that he's not planning to leave before the 4th of December, he's not planning to leave before the 4th of December. He's planning to leave before the 4th of December. But he's planning to come back before the 4th of December. Shmir Shabbos Kirchoso told me, B'chai Gavne Tetzei and Boruch Oleinu. Regular. It's called that he's planning to be. If he will be there till the 4th of December and come back after it, then he says, Shema Koleinu. And he's misupik when he goes back to America, even if he has to say Bichlal. But, if he's planning to go for a couple days and to come back, so that is Avada. You have to know. So Avada to say, I agree with him. If Shmuel Zalman would say that B'chai Gavne, that guy forgot to say also B'diyevet to B'choizer, I would say to make it a dollar already. Shmuel Zalman, we said, because a part of the tshuva is relying on B'diyevet, if you said B'chai Gavne, nothing happened, you can rely on it. Our Shmuel Zalman was mechadish that it's so poshut to him, the Iker Apsak, that B'diyevet he forgot. You have to dive in again. Now, I'm saying again, we have to remember Klal that Rav Scheinberg paskin nishtas. To know, so the outside Arbis Med, there's some people that don't hold like this. That the right said, like, tzorch lishol rav, what to do. We know. We say Boruch Oleinu. Now, it's a couple interesting sfeikas. The Moshul, a Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in America, so we say when Zion Cheshvan comes, he's planning to be there for a week, like Avshteyman was there, all of the group. So they pass him to them to say in Shema Kolein. Right? Because if they don't have to say. Aber the prichodosh they have to say, because you go back to the country that they are, the family is here, they have to have what to eat when they come back there to Israel. So they say in Shmakulein. So what happened was, they daven mincha before Shkia in America. Vov Cheshva. And as they saw already, they daven Ma'ariv. They had to say in Milcha v'sein talamot on Shmakulein or not. And as they saw, we need rain. As they saw, we need rain. This is what the Lombim and Ponovich were mesupik. From when Rav Shteyman had to say, the Saint Alamotor in America in Shmakulenu. From Vov Cheshvan afternoon, because in Eretz Yisrael they're already saying, he's not saying Midin America. Midin America he doesn't have to say. He's dying for his kids. His kids need to rain tonight. Other day? I'll bring you a marshal. The Alochem Tfilas Tal. That if you, the marshal, we say Tfilas Tal after Shachris, so Mustafa already, we don't say Mashivuach Merida Geshem, right? What would be if the Tzibur said Tfilas Tal and you're holding in Shachris? The Alochem, you stop to say Mashivuach, because the Tzibur stopped. Other name? The pshat is, in America, I want to explain to you, mistabana, they don't have to. I'll explain to you from where's the lumbus. I heard it once from Balamasa Samantha. I'll ask you a shot. A person is in Australia. Okay? Again, that's a small week. He went for a week to Australia. I don't know if you know, in Australia now is Friday morning. Zegados. In America is Yom Chamishi afternoon, and in Australia is Friday morning. I'm not going now to the Shaila, it's a different Shaila that we're not going to in Shir. The mice in Australia is summer now. Some places have had a time that maybe in Australia you say the same Talamoto in the summer, and in the winter you say the same Broche. Big tshuvas. The mice, the Achroa was niskaba that the city doesn't change. But by them now it's summer. The temperature starts to go up. And in the summer, the temperature goes down. It's Argentina and all of these countries. But, again, I'm not going out if I move the map a little bit, so I'm stressed. Because I'm that close, and in Australia now, it's morning, this I'm telling you, I know the idea. I need to get all the people in Australia, you call them now, they wake up. So the Shaila is, they daven Ma'ariv in Australia 7 hours ago. Now we have Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are in Australia. They want to know in Ma'ariv to say the Saint Alumoto or not. A group of Israeli businessmen are in Australia for the week. They're coming back Monday. They want to know yesterday night by them to say the Saint Alumoto or not. By them it was Zion Cheshvan. Yesterday night already. But in Eretz Yisrael it's not raining yet. It's Fakel from the Shire from Rav Shteyman. When they will say. So I heard once from a Master Samelach, a big Yisoid, that Avadi they could say, we are limited to time zone. Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshel is over the time zone. If a person doesn't have a musik of time zone, the Moshel, Mishnah Berurah says to learn Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Because no one is learning. Yom Kippur, what is davening? What's Yom Kippur? No one is learning. What do you mean no one is learning? So now they have yeshivas, you know, Michael Al-Chayr, but Amol, Zman HaMishlebuah, before they made the yeshivas, Michael Al-Chayr, so there was not a lot of people learning what's Yom Kippur. What do you mean? But in the other countries, in Australia, it's already morning. Everyone is learning already. What is the problem? In America, they're in the middle of Ne'ile. What is the problem? What's your Motzi Yom Kippur? The answer is Motzi Yom Kippur no one learns. The same Motzi Yom Kippur goes around. We are in time zone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over time zone. Yeah, he circled the whole world B'Srika Achas, Australia, America. Yeah, when you're in the box of time zone, you have a problem. When you go out of time zone, everything is the same. You asking me? I can't explain it to you because you're in time zone. But time zone goes, it's the calendar goes around. The Sunday goes around. Everyone meets the Sunday in a different time and time zone. But the real Sunday is the same. It's the same Sunday. Everyone visits the Sunday in a different time. So what we have now, Zayin Cheshvan, is the same Zayin Cheshvan that Australia had yesterday night. It's Pashtazay. The Moshul, you think people, you know, Shibana Bishamikdosh, Mistamah, you can see online what goes on, yeah? So this is what his Nusach for the Master, Samelch. So he asked, how do you say, Ayoyim Yemechot Ba'oimer, when they didn't make the Oimer? How do you count the Oimer? Doch nicht gewinn Makiv the Oimer, in Bishamikdosh. Now, I want, maybe only, it's very late, two or three aloches from the Seita Lomoto that are very important, especially to Americans. The aloch is, if you forget to say the Seita Lomoto, you have to repeat the davening. And a second will simply later, the aloches. If you're in Baruch Aleinu, if you're after Baruch Aleinu, Shmak Aleinu, after let's say, but if you finish davening and you forgot, you have to daven again. If you misupik, if you said or not, misufik, you also have to say again, because we have a chazak. It's the eitzah to say 90 times. Or, if 30 days pass, we say mistoma, you already get used to it, and you say, about it is a kasha, 30 days you have Shabbos, and Shabbos you don't have the same talumoto, so l'chur, it's not 90 tefillahs. Shchonor says, if you say 90 times, be'etzim, ta'aloch is after 30 days, you have a chazok. So then if you say, Shavur brings down, Rabbi Luperetz, as then we say in Shere Mu'ed, Kirev v'gichoysov lo'ikol sheken, he becomes a Mu'ed. So if 30 days make you b'cheskas v'sein talumoto, if you said 90 times, you come b'cheskas v'sein talumoto. You come b'cheskas v'sein talumoto. Azay zokta. You come b'cheskas v'sein talumoto. So first, what do you have to say? And the Mishtabur says you could say 90 times ve'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo v'sein talumoto livrocho. It's not enough to say 90 times v'sein talumoto, v'sein talumoto, v'sein talumoto. Why? Because next time when you say v'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo, you will not say v'sein talumoto livrocho, because you're used to saying v'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo al pnei adomo. So you have to say v'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo v'sein talumoto livrocho. Ato gimu l'Hashem chayim meisim atorav lo ishiya mashi ruach mo enageshem chayim chayim. If you say mashi ruach gede mashi gede, it doesn't help, because next time when you say ato gimu l'Hashem lo ilom chayim meisim atorav lo ishiya, you go weiter. Chalkil chayim. You will not say mashiva ruach. You have to get used to saying v'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo v'sein talumoto livrocho. Shulchan Shlomo says you have to say v'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo v'sein talumoto livrocho apnei adomo. V'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo v'sein talumoto livrocho apnei adomo. V'eskol minei svu'oso le'toivo v'sein talumoto livrocho apnei adomo. Say it 90 times. Some people say you have to say it in one go. Some people say it doesn't make a difference. It's really better to say it. Shmuel Auerbach said that he's asking the Americans to do it. Why? Some people thought because they forget much more, yeah? They don't have the art school, right? They need help. But Shmuel Zalman said for a different reason. He told them to say the Saint Alumoto, and he was machmir that if they forgot, they have to daven again. He doesn't want to rely on it if he doesn't have to. Please say 90 times, don't forget, don't have a suffix, and don't go into Shilas. Says Eretz Yisrael, if you forgot, so daven again. Aber lechutz la'aretz, it's a machlekes. I machria say the Saint Alumoto and Baruch Aleinu. And if you forgot, I'm telling you to daven again. I'm not scared of him, Shom Azam. And if you misupik, daven again. Aber why to go into it? Why to go into this Shilas? Say 90 times, But male, if you be mesupik, it'll be no mishaylas. So male, this is what Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said, that it's kedai that the bnei chutz la'aretz, even if be'etzem is a big shaylas, the 90 times help or not. But he said it's kedai, sit tonight in your bed. It takes 2 minutes. People sometimes can't be bothered to say it. It takes less than one time to daven again. It's more. It's what? Any guy that doesn't say it at least will daven one time again. Yeah? Say it once, you'll save more time from davening again. Now, the kitzur halachas. If you forgot in Baruch Aleinu and you remember B'toich HaBroche, you say V'Seit Alamoto, where you remember. And you finish the Broche again, Kaseida. If you finish the Broche already and you didn't start Kabe Shoifo, it's Machlik is a poiskim, if you say it there or not. Mishnebura says better to say it Shema Kuleinu. The Shmir Shabbos says to say it after the Baruch Aleinu. If you forgot after Baruch Aleinu, you say it in Shema Kuleinu. Again, as Machlek is where, the Maisi you say like this. Before Kiyato Hashem Shema Tfilo, you say the same Talmoto Livrocho Al Pnei Adomo. So again, Mishnebura says you say the same Talmoto Livrocho, and the Shulchan Shlomo says Al Pnei Adomo. If you forgot also in Shema Kuleinu, if you remember before you said Hashem, so you say you go back. Saint Allah Adama Kiyato Hashem. If you remember after Hashem, before Shema Tfila, you say Lamdeni Chukecho, and you say Kiyato Hashem Shema Tfila. If you finish the Baruch of Shema Kuleinu, you say it before Ratzei. If you remember after you started Ratzei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Rabbi Chananel says you go back to Shema Kuleinu. We paskin Baruch Aleinu. You forget, you say Shema Kuleinu. You forget in Shema Kuleinu, you start to say back to Baruch Aleinu. You finish Shmoneh Esre after the second Yom Lerotzei. Even if you didn't make a Shalom, but you finish, you can't go back to Baruch Aleinu. You go back to the beginning of davening. So again, you forgot in Baruch Aleinu after you started Kabe Shoifo, you said Shema Kuleinu. You forgot in Shema Kuleinu before the end of the Broche, after the end of the Broche, Labdeni Chukecho, before Ratzei. You started Ratzei, back to Baruch Aleinu. You finished Shmoneh Esre after the second Yule Ratzei, back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esre. And here was the big Shaila of the London. It's not one out of time to go into the Shaila, but we'll just mention the Shaila. The Shaila is Rav Avraham Gnachovsky's Shaila. A person forgot in Baruch Aleinu. The Halach is where to say it? Shema Kaleinu. He forgot in Shema Kaleinu, he's holding in Ratzei. What to do? Goes back to where? Baruch Aleinu. Went back to Baruch Aleinu, forgot again. He's holding Al HaTzadikim. What to do now? Three options. Again, forgot Baruch Aleinu, went to Shema Kaleinu. Got to Shema Kaleinu, forgot. Remembered the Ratzei, back to Baruch Aleinu. Went back to Baruch Aleinu, forgot again. He's holding an Al HaTzadikim. What to do? Three options. One option to carry on Yerushalayim, Tzadikim, Shema Kaleinu. The worst is option. Second option says Manavshach. He was holding already in Ratzei. Why did he go back to Shema Kaleinu? You don't go back to Shema Kaleinu. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. So go back again to Baruch Aleinu. We don't have this. If the third option, if he's going to Shema Kaleinu, jump to Shema Kaleinu. Why he has to say another Al HaTzadikim? That he has already. Al HaTzadikim he has in his pocket. He has Yerushalayim also. Tzemach David is also in his pocket. But we want him to go back to Baruch Aleinu. He didn't go back to Baruch Aleinu. So what to do? I remember I went to ask him Shema Zalman the Shaila. I remember I was really in the mirror already. I came in the afternoon, I went to the house, they were yelling at me there. So I asked him, Sabbath Tamid. Where is this Meshuggah that forgot so much time? So I saw him not answer me. I said, Rebbe, he's waiting outside. He wants to know what to do. So he said to carry on davening to Shema Koleinu and to say it in Shema Koleinu. There's a lot of blunders, but we'll stop here.
Everything that was on the file?
Yeah, almost
there. Anything else that was on the file?
No.
Medical energy goes back. Those three.